AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. At least five deaths are being blamed on a large, powerful storm system marching across the country. Possible tornadoes reported in Texas, Louisiana, Alabama, and Kentucky. Richard Bond at the National Weather Service says Michigan and Indiana have been getting hit, too.
Been coming down very heavy with 1 to 3 inch per hour rates in some places. And when that was combined with gusty winds, produced dangerous, potentially impossible travel.
It's the same system that buried parts of California in snow. Some residents of mountain communities in San Bernardino County still stranded. Sheriff Shannon Dykus says it could be another week, but...
Folks, we're here for you. We're going to dig you out, and we are coming.
That sound courtesy ABC 7 Los Angeles. At the White House, President Biden and German Chancellor Olaf Scholz discussed Ukraine this afternoon, Biden praising Germany's support for Kyiv in the wake of Russia's invasion.
Increasing defense spending and diversifying away from Russian energy sources. I know that's not been easy.
And it's really important that we acted it together, that we organized our lockstep, and that we made it feasible that we can give the necessary support to Ukraine.
And Sagar Magani reports the president's doctor says a cancerous skin lesion was removed from Biden's chest last month.
Dr. Kevin O'Connor says it was a basal cell carcinoma, a common form of skin cancer, and that all cancerous tissue was successfully removed, though the president will keep getting regular skin screenings.
And the president presented the Medal of Honor to retired Army Colonel Paris Davis today. The 83-year-old Vietnam veteran expressed his thanks.
This medal reflects what teamwork, service, and dedication can achieve. It is in the best interest of America that we do things like this. God bless you, God bless all, God bless America.
This is AP News. Researchers estimate horseback riding dates back some 5,000 years to the Bronze Age. Jackie Quinn has this story.
Archaeologists have been studying skeletal remains from Central Europe and have identified the earliest direct evidence of horseback riding, with the remains of five Yamnaya people who lived some 5,000 years ago. A University of Helsinki anthropologist says he saw what is called horse rider syndrome, telltale markers that indicate a person was likely riding an animal, showing wear marks on the hip sockets, thigh bone, and pelvis. The Yamnaya culture originated in what's now part of Ukraine and Western Russia, but had a dramatic expansion across Eurasia. Researchers suggest the signs of ridership on horses may have partially enabled this migration. The study was published in the journal Science Advances. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.